Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm very glad you're doing that. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did that. If you've been listening, continuing to listen to us, well, I'll tell you what. That's a sign of high intelligence. That's what we think. And you're going to be glad you hung out with me a little bit longer because we got our buddy Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave is the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them into the studio. He is one of the top management experts in my brain trust. He has managed his own businesses just like you and me, and successfully. So he knows from which he speaks. His new book is called How to Run Your Business by the Book, A Biblical Blueprint to Bless Your Business. How about that? Dave Anderson, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Now, Dave, I know you're a man of faith, and you not only... Folks, I want you to know that Dave Anderson is a guy that gives back. I mean, I don't know how many weeks a year he spends traveling at his own expense to help people in other parts of the world to find their way in the marketplace with their lives. Dave, a lot of people don't know that about you, and I'm glad to tell people what a great advocate you are for living with character and also living successfully in the marketplace, and I'm proud of you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. In fact, I'm going back next month to work with the leaders of the Iranian Underground Church.
Wow.
To continue. I've been teaching them a biblically based leadership course now for the last 5 years. And so I go back for another round next month. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Right. Well, tell us about the book. It's a brand new book, How to Run Your Business by the Book. Tell us how do we get the most out of this book? You know, and this is not, you're not trying to convert anybody in this book.
No. You know, Jim, 25 years ago when I was a car salesman, starting out working long and hard, but not making a lot of money, I had a discipline where I would read a chapter of Proverbs every day. You know, there's 31 chapters, so if you read one a day, you get through it in a month. And as I'm struggling along, I'm thinking, you know, a lot of this proverb stuff, it's not only good for your life, but it really works in business. I started applying it. Things like getting along with other people, you know, managing money, making connections with others, and holding yourself accountable. And so I kind of started on a journey about 25 years ago to really find ways to apply what's in the Bible, not just to life, but to my business. And I went, you know, in a relatively short period of time using these principles from selling cars to running a $300 million a sales organization, which I left 10 years ago to start Learn to Lead, and I still use those same principles. So it's been a journey of looking at the book differently, because it can be very intimidating. You're looking at the Bible, and where do you start, and what's really in there that's relevant. But what I try to do in this book is take out principles. I've got 8 chapters, and sift through all the academia, you know, that you can get lost with, and give people real-world principles for everything from building a team to managing their money to developing their own leadership style, and I give them references that show how this was done. So I try to make it a blueprint, as the title says, that extracts the best principles out of the Bible and shows them how to improve, apply them in their business for results.
I love the first chapter, a six-pack of principles from a king and the king.
Yeah, you know, I had so many leaders. I love the six-pack thing. Well, you know, it's not a preachy book. I don't get into denominations and any of that. It's down-to-earth stuff. But I wanted to pick 6 principles from leaders that I could say, okay, listen, if you apply these things, it's really going to improve your own leadership style. And there's a lot of leaders in the Bible to choose from. Now, there's some really great ones, there's some really bad ones, some of the best and worst of all time. So I picked David and I picked Jesus, and I took 3 from each. You know, one from the Old Testament, one from the New, and 3 principles from each, and say, listen, if you do these things, if you can apply these, look at, success leaves clues. Look at what they did here in these areas, and it still works today.
I like what you just said, success leaves clues. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be on the test a little bit later. Success leaves clues, and when you watch people being successful, You can find those clues easily, can't you?
You can, and you know what, Jim? Failure leaves clues, too.
Yeah, it does.
They both do. And you know, I can think of some in-laws that I look at, and you look at the pattern, you look at their life, and it's not a mystery to where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, success does leave clues, and you don't have to reinvent leadership. You don't have to reinvent good financial practices or good practices for finding people or holding people accountable or creating vision. It's all in this book, and, you know,
You talk about titles, the issue of titles.
Yeah.
And you say that the title doesn't make you a leader.
Well, no, you look at David. You know, when David killed Goliath, he was a teenager. And the king at the time was Saul. Now, none of the people with titles wanted to do anything. They were afraid of doing anything. And so one of the first lessons on the six-pack is to assume the traits of the position before you're in the position. Start thinking like that person. How would that person act? What would they do? How would they think?
Leadership doesn't just have to come from people who are the so-called leaders.
No,
leadership,
I don't.
Leadership can come from anywhere. I would rather have leadership, ladies and gentlemen, rather than a leader. That's what I'm looking for. Leadership, not just leaders. 20 Till, Dave Anderson and I will be right back. Stay with us. Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back from the Innocent Age album. That's a double album that you do want to have in your library, I promise you. You can still get it wherever records are sold. Records, boy, that dates me, doesn't it, Dave Anderson? Wherever music is sold. Do they even sell music anymore? Do people buy music anymore?
Oh,
I still
boy.
Do. I still buy music. I don't know. I don't steal it. I don't abscond it. I do buy my stuff. I actually go to the place where they sell these things anyway. Boy, I tell you, that's records. How long has it been since anybody bought a record, Dave Anderson?
People, you start talking about records, I think you're speaking of the Olympics. I don't know if you're talking about music.
At least I didn't say 45, did I?
Oh, or 78 would have really given
that,
you away.
That would have really got me back there. Right. Welcome back, folks. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. And if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life, ladies and gentlemen. So hope you're laughing with me. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you. And we built it just for you and made it for free, thanks to our corporate partners. And, of course, you can subscribe to my newsletter, check out my blog, ask questions, listen, read. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dave Anderson is there. He's contributed so many things that he's cast his pearls before us so many times over the years through his writing and through his time on the show, and we still have all that stuff archived there. Dave Anderson, one of the things we're talking about, your new book and some of the lessons here, how to run your business by the book, and we're talking about the book, ladies and gentlemen. Dave, one of the things that we were talking about being leaders, and I said something about I'm not looking for leaders. I'm looking for leadership.
Well, that's such a good point.
That's important, isn't it?
It is. You know, we were talking about titles, and this is such an important thing. You know, a title doesn't make you a leader. It just gives you a chance to become one. You know, all a title does is buy you time. It buys you time to either get the job done or to blow it, to earn influence, which is showing leadership, or to lose it. And, you know, someone who's really a true leader, they don't need the title. You know, leadership is performance. It's not position. It's a choice you make. It's not a place at a table where you sit.
Right.
And so wherever you're at right now, you can exhibit more leadership. It doesn't matter what your title is. One of the best ways is to start finding solutions. Leaders provide solutions. That's part of leadership. You know, with David and Goliath, everybody was pointing to the problem, which was Goliath. But nobody found the solution. David created the solution. He showed leadership before he was even in the leadership position.
Mm-hmm.
We can do the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, we can allow our people to be leaders.
Exactly.
And without having the titles. You know, speaking of titles, you know, a mentor once told me about talking about leaders. He said, you know, a lot of people want to be leaders, but not everybody can get somebody to follow them.
Well, isn't that true? You know,
that's
John,
your second point.
It is. You know, John Maxwell has he's one of my favorite authors, and he has a leadership proverb that says, "He who thinketh he leadeth, but hath no followers, is simply out for a walk." And if you think about it, there are a lot of people...
Say that again. I like that.
"He who thinketh he leadeth, but hath no followers, is simply out for a walk." You know, if you think you're a leader, but there's nobody following, you're just out for a stroll. You know, and see, leadership is influence. If you can influence people, you can lead them. Then they'll follow you. But they're looking at you, and they're asking themselves a few things. Can I trust you? Do you know what you're doing? Do you do those things consistently, and do you care about me? And so to really earn followers, you need what I call the four C's. And I talk about these in How to Run Your Business by the book: character, competence, consistency, and compassion. Once you exhibit those things, that's where you start to earn influence, and that's where subordinates become followers. And, Jim, there's a big difference between a subordinate and a follower.
Yeah, that's right. No, you're exactly right. One is engaged and one is not engaged.
Well, that's right. A subordinate will go as far as they have to, and they stop.
Right.
You know, they'll
follow instructions, period.
That's right. They're the just enough people. Just enough to get by, just enough to get paid, just enough not to get fired, right? But now a follower, when you earn that influence with a follower, now they're going the second mile, and they're doing it because of you. They respect you. They want to be part of what you're doing. They want to help you.
It's about the connection, isn't it?
It is about
because,
connection.
You know, I still love, and I say this all the time, Napoleon is alleged to have said a soldier will fight long and hard merely for a bit of colored ribbon. That's an idea, a vision, a connection with something. That's what makes people follow you.
Well, it does. It really does. And, you know, you can buy people's hands with money. You know, you can pay them and buy their hands. But it's really your leadership style that's going to capture their heads and their hearts.
And we can't talk about leadership, Dave, and you talk about this a lot, without talking about values.
Well, you know, so many times in organizations, people, as long as they're hitting the numbers, the leaders turn a blind eye to whether or not
that's
they're
the problem we have right now in America, isn't it?
Well, what we need right now in America is an ethical stimulus package. That's what we need right now. Is an ethical cleansing, because, you know, we've had organizations that as long as the bottom line was what it should be, as long as the numbers look good, they turn a blind eye to values,
right,
if they even had them in the first place.
Right.
And this was one of the things we talk about in the book. One of the leadership principles of Jesus was establishing clarity. You know, you might not have always agreed with what he said, but you never doubt where he stood.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I talk about define reality in your organization. What's the vision? What are the values? What are the performance expectations? You've got to have all three. And if you have those three, people are engaged, they're focused, they know what's acceptable and what's not, and you have a benchmark to hold them accountable. How can you hold them accountable if you've never told them what's important in the first place?
Or if the last time they checked with you, you were all across the board.
Well, there you go. Or if they're listening to what you're saying, but then they're watching what you're doing, and you're talking right and walking left. All right?
Yeah.
Your words and deeds aren't consistent.
Consistency. Say those four. You mentioned folks four things.
Yeah,
earlier.
The four
I like
C's.
That.
You've got to have character, competence, consistency, and compassion.
Do these things, ladies and gentlemen, and watch your business soar. Dave Anderson is a proof positive of that, because that's how he operates, and that's how the kind of success that he has had. It's 10 Till. We're going to be right back after these messages with Dave. The book is called How to Run Your Business by the Book. Stay with us. Back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Dave Anderson. His new book is called How to Run Your Business by the Book, A Biblical Blueprint to Bless Your Business. And folks, I don't care what your religious affiliations are or not, this is a book that will benefit you. You'll learn something. There's a lot of wisdom in here. There's wisdom on every page, and it's all about leadership, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, leading yourself, leading others, bringing your organization up to a higher level. And it's really laid out in a blueprint form to where you can follow things step by step, and no matter where your business is, put it on a more solid, ethical foundation. You know, a lot of businesses don't last today. They're flashes in the pan because they're built on these fads and trends and the flavors of the month. And I think this economic meltdown has shown us we got to get back to common sense principles.
Yep.
These are 6,000-year-old principles.
Yeah,
these are not new.
Absolutely.
These are not my principles. These are principles that are just being, you know, presented to the reader. So listen, here's what's there in layman's terms. Here's how they can work for you. Whether you're looking for good people or need to hold people accountable or got to get better at making decisions, it's all there.
Well, you know, Dave, small business owners have no choice but to have character, because and they're high quality people anyway, but you can't last, you don't last long in the spotlight of the small business marketplace if you don't behave with character, if you don't behave with ethics, because I mean any misstep, any ethical character misstep you make is gets right under the spotlight, and you don't survive if that's what happens to you, and so I'd like to take the example of small business, and I said this last hour. We talked about this in the last hour. I'd like to take the examples of small business owners and export those examples to our government, for example, Dave.
Yes, wouldn't that be a great place?
And to a large part of Wall Street.
Yes, you know, and Jim, what you're saying is so right and so true. And as a small business person, you better have the character and the competence and the consistency and the compassion, because nobody's going to bail you out.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's bailing us out.
We have to
do it, the right way in a sustainable fashion. And this book, I think, would help a lot of people.
Tell us how we can find it.
How to Run Your Business by the Book is available, and it just came out this week, Jim. This is the first interview
we expect you to launch it on the show.
We're launching it on your show. You can get it. It's in the bookstores. You can get it on our website, which is learntolead.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Borders, and it's gotten off to a great start. On Amazon, it's already been number one in its category.
Learntolead.com is where you find it. Folks, let me tell you something. Let me give you a tip. I've been through the book, and let me tell you something. Buy two, because you're going to want to give one away, and you're not going to want to give them yours. Because if you do, you might not get it back. So buy two, because you are going to want to give one away. Dave, we got about 2 minutes. Give us a couple of other things that you talked to us about in the book.
You know, they're balance in life. You know, Jim, I've held 1,000 presentations over the last 10 years in 13 different countries. One of the most persistent questions that comes up is, how do I balance in my life? How do I get rid of this burnout? And what I talk about in the book, it's in one of the chapters, is balance in life. The Bible says a lot about staying balanced in four different areas in your life: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And it's a persistent journey. You never get totally balanced. At least I never have.
It's a journey.
It is. And it's making sure you don't get too far out of whack. And an improvement in any one of those areas affects the rest in a positive way. Mm-hmm. But a let up in physical, emotional, spiritual, or mental, a let-up in any area negatively affects the rest. And so this has been one of the most popular things in my workshops, and something I think is going to help a lot of people. Jim, a lot of business people think long, hard work burns you out. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people work long and hard. They never burn out. It's when long, hard work causes your life to get out of balance.
Yep.
That creates stress.
Yep. And you forsake the things that are really important. Believe it or not, folks, your business is not the most important thing in your life.
No, it's not.
It's important, but it's not the most important.
The most.
When it becomes the most important, that's when you burn out.
Well, it is. And a lot of people are earning well. They're not living well.
Yeah.
And they're not having any fun, and they're tired.
That's a big part of it right there, that fun thing. I say, if we can't have fun doing this, let's just forget about it.
Well, exactly.
Find a way to be happy.
Well, and you know what? And your health and your peace of mind and your family cannot become casualties of your pursuit of more stuff.
Yeah. Well,
and
sir.
So this balance chapter, I think, Jim, is something that people are going to get a lot of in How to Run Your Business by the Book.
How to Run Your Business by the Book. Give us the website again one more time.
LearnToLead.com. Spell it out just like it sounds.
Yep.
And you can get it on all the other online facilities and bookstores.
Thank you, Dave, for being here. Thanks for the wisdom. Thanks for the book. And we'll look forward to seeing you again real soon.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. We will not do without him. We will have him back. I promise you, we need his kind of wisdom, his kind of guidance. I know that I do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.